Manitoba Agriculture reports isolated thunderstorms over the past 7 days brought hail, strong winds, and intense rain to most regions of the province. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report yesterday. Ann Kirk, a cereal crop specialist with Manitoba Agriculture, says we saw variable precipitation across the province over the past week.
In parts of the province, there were some rains, thunderstorms with hail and some strong winds throughout parts of the province. So areas of the southwest did have large hail, which was damaging to crops. And then kind of variable precipitation, so kind of ranging from anywhere from 0 to about 80 millimeters of precipitation across the province. And, you know, each region of the province had areas with zero precipitation and areas with, you know, at least 25 millimeters. So some, you know, larger amounts of rainfall. And in some areas of the province that are already having saturated soils, that rainfall definitely didn't help. So we are seeing, you know, some areas of the province that have consistently had this, you know, wet conditions are still quite wet. But that heat that we have had over the weekend in the past few days, I think has helped to dry some areas out as well. So we're still assessing, like in some cases, and depending on the crop type in the area, some crops have rebounded quite well. Other crops are still having a lot of issues. And there's some areas where, you know, fields were just completely flooded out. They were underwater for too long and there's nothing growing, or they're still underwater. So kind of variable issues across the province. So it's hard to get an assessment right now until crop insurance kind of publishes more information on excess moisture claims and unseeded acres as well.
Kirk notes crop development and condition vary across the province, and crops in those areas that haven't been as impacted by the excess moisture do look great. She says the fusarium risk is high in most regions due to the high humidity and warmer temperatures, so there's a lot of fungicide spraying happening right now. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.